So for all meditation, as we've been saying today, but perhaps especially for loving kindness, which is an act of giving to yourself, it's really important to find a very comfortable position. So it might be different from the one you've been using so far, and that's fine. It's the last session of the day, so I would encourage you to actually decide if you do want to change, maybe from a chair to the floor or the floor to a chair. Or even if you're sleepy, you might want to lie down if there's space. So we have plenty of time. So take a couple of minutes to check in with yourself. Listen to your needs, the needs of your body. Because this helps to relax the mind. And one thing I particularly love about the metta meditation is that it helps me to practice in a way that's not concerned with myself, about my progress, where I'm getting to, whether it's working, but is much more concerned simply with sharing any of the blessings of my life, any of the peace and harmony in my heart. So although metta meditation is naturally very relaxing and be fairly pleasant, even joyful, delightful for the mind, for the heart, we don't meditate or practice metta for that reason. We practice metta just to give. To put aside our self-concern and just connect with that wish that we may have for the well-being and happiness of ourselves and all beings. So at the beginning, just connecting with this beautiful purity of intention in practicing loving kindness without expecting anything in return. These ideas that Ajahn Brahmali has been expressing so beautifully today of kindness and compassion. Just for the sake of being kind. And perhaps we can start by just bringing those thoughts of kindness and compassion, friendliness and warmth to our own body. Getting a sense of your body seated on the chair or on this lovely wooden floor. And noticing that right now you're held. You're held by the ground beneath you. You don't need to use too much muscle or holding the body tight. But you can just allow everything to soften and settle. As though melting away into the ground. And bringing a very light sense of presence towards that sense of your body sitting. Including any sensations you experience with a very soft and open heart, just allowing them to be, allowing them to soften and relax. Perhaps bringing up a feeling of gratitude to your body, even if, like me, you may have indigestion or an ache or pain somewhere, or any other discomfort or disease, still this body is serving you so well, enabling you to be here and to practice the Dhamma. So just imbuing your body with a sense of gratitude and care. As though smiling inwardly. And perhaps noticing your body respond. And part of loving kindness is just wishing yourself well. Having thoughts of benevolence, of care, of respect. And if it helps to bring up these thoughts, these feelings, you can use very simple phrases that you repeat silently to yourself, connecting with your deepest wish for your own well-being, your safety, happiness, good health. So if you're used to practicing with certain phrases that work for you, please do that. Or just choose some simple phrases such as, may I be happy? May I be free? May I be healthy? May I be at peace? And see which phrases, which sentiments would really resonate best for you. And connect to the meaning of those phrases. Trusting the power of those intentions to bring forth loving kindness. Allowing the feelings, the emotions of metta to open the heart. So give some space between each phrase to connect with your heart, with any sensations around the chest. Maybe just a very subtle sense of softening, accepting. Allowing things to be. And to see if we can start to spread this loving kindness. If you wish, you could bring to mind someone very dear in your life, with whom you share perhaps quite a simple, pure, uncomplicated relationship with. Someone you trust. And care for very deeply. Perhaps a teacher, a spiritual friend or best friend in your life. Sometimes people find that metta flows easily to their pet. Maybe you have a dog or a little rabbit. Any being who brings a smile to your heart when you recollect them. Perhaps visualizing them sitting in front or close to you. Or if you're not so visual, just getting a sense of who this being is, how it feels to be with them. Perhaps some quality you really respect in this being. And just spread these thoughts and wishes, or maybe just the emotion, the feeling of loving kindness to them. Again, using simple phrases that are really tailored to this particular being. And just enjoying offering these beautiful wishes to this being in your life. And pausing between each phrase to allow the emotion of metta to arise. Just finding joy in this act of giving from your heart without expecting any particular result. And staying connected to any feelings associated with loving kindness. So we can gently bid this person farewell for now. And allow those thoughts, those feelings to start flowing over into this room. Toward all these spiritual companions seated here. Everyone here who's been practicing together today. It's as though a golden glow starts to emanate from your body. From your heart into the room, suffusing everybody here with thoughts of goodwill. Thoughts of kindness and care. All the organizers, Joanna May and Matt, my fellow monastics, everybody here, whether known or unknown to you, but united, connected in this beautiful intentions of being kind. And finding an end to suffering. May we all be happy. Deeply content. May we be safe and healthy. May suffering come to an end. Bringing to mind all the other people in this building right now. The resident monastics, the workers, even the people in the streets, getting on with their lives. And all beings in this huge city of London. Many people rushing about, doing the best they can. Seeking happiness, just as all beings do. So sharing any peace or happiness in our hearts with everybody in this big city of London. May all beings be well, be safe. May they all be at peace. All human beings and all animals, all beings who breathe, so in the same way, just keep on allowing this metta to flow from London and the Greater London, this whole little island called the UK, and Ireland too. Beyond borders, across the oceans, in every direction, to wherever there's life. With the wish that all beings be safe and happy. Free from suffering and pain. And just imagine this whole planet Earth slowly becoming encompassed by this golden glow of loving kindness. Healing any conflicts, healing any pain. Protecting the animals, insects, and birds. Creatures who live in the oceans and rivers and lakes, all beings, visible or invisible, far or near. May they all be happy and free from pain. And just relaxing with this beautiful intentions and feelings of loving kindness, relaxing any effort. And just resting for a while. Noticing any pleasant feelings in your body and mind. Any sense of ease or relaxation. Just taking it in. Allowing yourself a moment of peace. A moment of ease. So to end this meditation and to close today, I'd like to chant some blessings of loving kindness to everyone here, along with Venerable Upekkha and Ajahn Pramali, if you know the chant. So just allow yourself to receive these blessings. You don't have to do anything at all. Sabbe sata, sabbe pana, sabbe bhuta, sabbe pugala, sabbe atabhava pariyapanna, sabba hetiyo, sabbe puvisa, sabbe ariya, sabbe yanaviya, sabbe deva, sabbe mnusa, sabbe viniparika, awera hontu, abhyapaja hontu, anigahantu sukhiyatanam pariharantu dukkham munjantu yadalada sampatito mave gacchantu Amasaka.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.